My name is Ryan Rischko, and I'm the dicamba portfolio lead at Monsanto. As everyone on the call probably knows, the past month has been a busy one for spraying. At this important point of the season, we wanted to schedule this call to share our perspective on the season, provide an opportunity for a couple of our customers to share their perspectives, and answer any questions you might have about dicamba this season. I'm very pleased to note that reports from the field have been very positive. Dicamba-tolerant soybeans and cotton varieties were planted across 50 million acres this year. Across this wide acreage, our customers are telling us they're having success with our low-volatility dicamba product, Xtendimax, with Vapor Grip technology. We're also talking with customers every day about their experiences. The consistent feedback is that weed control is outstanding, and they've been achieving on-target applications. Prior to the season, Monsanto, others in the industry, and academic leaders trained more than 94,000 growers and applicators on the enhanced application requirements, and our customers have told us that training was very valuable. Now that we're midway through the season, we have a sense of how things are starting to shape up. In a recent USDA report as of July 8th, 47% of the soybean crop was blooming, and 71% of the crop is in excellent or in good condition. Last season, U.S. soybean growers produced a record 4.39 billion bushels, due in large part to record yields in several states across the Delta. Many soybean growers told us dicamba played a role in their success in 2017. We are encouraged by what we are seeing and hearing in the field so far in 2018 and what will it mean for growers' yields this year. Like last season, growers are directing their dicamba-related questions, feedback, and or issues to our 1-844-RXtend hotline number. As of June 28th, Monsanto Dicamba Hotline has received 156 inquiries about a potential off-target movement. We take those very seriously, those inquiries. We encourage any grower or landowner who believes there might be symptomology caused by dicamba on their property to call us directly at 1-844-RRXtend so that we can arrange to do a visit and carefully review and evaluate the situation with that farmer or landowner. We're working as quickly as possible to walk every field, and we continue to provide updates on those inquiries we receive throughout the season. As we walk these fields, in some instances, we are seeing evidence of off-target movement that appears to be related to failure to follow label instructions, along with other potential factors. For this reason, we want to remind growers that regardless of the herbicide they're spraying, it's critically important to read and follow all label requirements. For low volatility dicamba, do not spray if wind is blowing toward a susceptible crop. Understand the wind and environmental conditions for each and every application, and following all of the other label requirements, and use only approved low volatility formulations in crop. Importantly, none of the issues we've assessed so far this season have been attributed to Xtendimax volatility. Early reports also indicate some symptomology could be attributed to other factors, including environmental stresses, other herbicide mixtures with AMS, exposure to other herbicides, and spray system hygiene. That's why it's so critical that we carefully review the facts and data regarding each and every inquiry. We ask everyone at the companies, at the universities, and in the news media to base their reporting and conclusions about possible off-target movement of dicamba this growing season on information gathered by walking fields and thoroughly reviewing and evaluating the facts. Low volatility dicamba is meeting a critical need on the farm. Farmers need new technologies like Xtend soybeans, Xtend Flex cotton, and Xtendimax herbicide to fight weeds on their fields. And this combination of technologies delivers results. Last season, 97% of customers using Xtendimax were satisfied with their weed control. And at this point of the 2018 growing season, we are confident growers will have even more success in 2018.